Well, I've been concerned since day one. Like I said, it didn't make sense to do anything with a 3,000-foot gap in the fence.
And it can be, it could be exclusive to bow and arrow. And the season starts September 1.
Well, I don't think the season. I don't think the season really matters for us because we would have a permit. I think there's a couple months there that they don't allow you to do that, but.
But there would be less repercussion from the outside if it's during season. What I'm saying, you're allowed everyone in there and harvest these deer in July. How come we can't? So September 1, they could.
But you know,
and by the time you get everything lined up, it's going to be September 1 anyway. By the time you get everything profiled out.
Are you talking about just opening it up to the public around here in Hunt?
No, I still didn't say that.
Because if
but whoever
got
to
use
the bow and arrow,
he can live a long time, and that'd be worse. Run around, then that sucker pants out on
about
taxiway with an arrow stuck out of him.
Where that slope's going to go.
Kicking around.
And it's going to go in one of these buildings or something.
Dangerous.
Yeah. We're talking about that end down there with by the state police and, you know, and around out to the field. You know, we would want to do it where you flush the deer out of there into that field, and
well, you don't have to worry about.
Well, if you're flushing, yeah, you're running. Sure. You're not going to get
there's
them
no
more
perfect
hair.
Solution.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what we did with our little roundup. We flushed them out of the woods, and they came out and ran out and stood by the fence. And, you know, like I said, there's about 25 of them, and
Susan didn't miss that.
Yeah, she was there.
I was right there.
But, you know, we. Like I said, it's not just deer hunting. It's you know, and if we're going to convince the public that we're doing something we need to do, then you know whether it's hunting season or you know how we do it shouldn't matter. It's you know we're doing it. We're doing it as safely as possible. You know, humanely as possible. That's probably not the right word. Humanely kill something, but you know we're doing it because we have a deer problem. We're concerned about safety.
And we have
you
a
know,
budget.
It's not. It's right. Not because
it's a more important thing. So if you don't like it, then maybe you guys go hire some group to come do it for us. Yeah, you know, we can.
But there are a lot of ways to do it, and.
You know. What do you talk to the game warden? See it. See if maybe state police see if they did it. That would simplify things for us.
I mean. Jolie's exactly right. You have a citation come in here.
Right,
and it strikes the deer.
An issue with it. Yeah.
And he ends up
where
over
it's going to get out, and your number of operations will go down.
Yeah.
You won't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Jim, have we talked to the neighboring airports to see if they have similar problems and how they're handling it? Or?
I haven't talked to neighboring airports, but like I said, in the state of Delaware since 1990, there's been one deer strike. And that was up at Newcastle, you know, with minor damage to the airplane. You know, with all the deer that we've had here, I don't know of any deer strikes that we've had. You know, when we had no fence and, you know, deer were coming and going, we didn't have a problem. I mean, they're there. You know, they're probably an accident waiting to happen. You know, but we've been dealing with it for forever out here.
Shouldn't be a priority? You're usually so conservative. I think it's
it is a priority. Like I said, we're looking at it as a wildlife management issue, not just shooting the deer. You know, it's things like the fence, it's things like you know the habitat control, you know, and it's other things besides deer. It's the geese and the starlings that are going to be here in a few weeks. You know, we've got foxes out that roam out there. You know, they would hurt just as much as a deer, I'm sure. You know, like I said, you know, the turtle. I mean, you hit a turtle out there this big in the middle of the night, you're going to know it. You know, so we are looking at...
The things are fast, too, so you better watch out.
They beat the rabbit.
But, well, you know, we're looking at the whole thing here. And, you know, it's like I said, it's wildlife management. It's not just deer hunting.
$1,000
tops, $1,200, $1,000.
That's just
to shoot
the deer one time.
$12,000 right. For a year. For a wildlife management program, they have offered us their services up to $10,000. That includes the deer harvesting.